know, young people, that it is vital that we stand up to peer pressure, that we do not cave in, since we realise that to please the Lord, we have to do what He wants us to do, then you might ask, but how can I really achieve that? It's one thing to say it, it's another thing to do it. You may feel vulnerable, you may feel that in school or in the workplace, it's so difficult. Easy whenever you're amongst Christians at church, but much more difficult when you move outside of that environment. Well, if you're to stand up to the peer pressure, if you're to succeed, first of all, you need real determination that you're going to honour God. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, "For them that honour me, I will honour." And there must be a determination that God will be honoured in your life. You must have that focus, and it must be clear and precise. I'm going to honour God. And if you have that, you'll not cave in easily to peer pressure. As well as that, you need a determination to obey the Lord. We read in John 2 verse 5, "His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." You must do what the Saviour says. And whenever you're pressurised to do something that you know is against His word, then you have to remember, whatever the Saviour says, that's what I will do. I will not give in to this pressure. Also, you need a determination to show that you love the Saviour. We read in John 14 verse 15, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Do you love the Lord? If you do, then you ought to keep His commandments so as to bring honour to His great name. Love for the Saviour will help us overcome the pressure that is put upon us by others to do what's wrong. You also need a determination to serve the Lord. In Romans 12, verse 1, we're told, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Do you have a determination to serve? Because if you want to serve the Lord, you will not serve man. You will not cave in. You will put Him first. There needs to be a determination to have fellowship with the Lord, reading God's word, praying, being amongst those of like precious faith. You need to be determined to seek out the right company. There will be times whenever your natural calling in life will take you into the wrong company, but even there you're to be a shining light. But to get strength to face up to all of these things, you need to spend time with God's people. Therefore, be a light to this world. Live your life in the right way. Be a godly person, and the Lord will help you to stand up to this peer pressure which you're afraid of, which you think might cause you to let the Lord down. Look to Him and be a light in this dark and evil world.